you're a regular social media user, then you probably know that there's a lot of great stuff that comes out of your Facebooks, your Twitter, all that kind of fun stuff. You can reconnect with people who've lost contact with, even just talk about what's the big news with your friends. But as always, there's a bit of a dark side, isn't there? Online bullying and the rising tide of so-called fake news and fake accounts is a constant reminder that we actually need to approach social media with a bit of wisdom and caution. Now, this week, Twitter has announced some brand new measures to combat things like online trolls. They're going to be trying to stop so-called trolls from creating new abusive accounts. They're going to collapse low-quality and potentially abusive tweets out of feeds and searches and hopefully tidy up what people are seeing and what people are experiencing. Now, to join me to discuss the changes, I've got Australia's eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Nick.
Now, what Twitter has announced, do you think it's a step in the right direction, or is that kind of world of trolling too far entrenched in Twitter's culture at the moment?
Well, I think it absolutely is a step in the right direction. And I think I would say that Twitter has taken incremental steps for a long time. And I think the reason they're taking incremental steps is because it is a huge engineering feat to keep a global instantaneous network up like this with billions of tweets just to stay up. So even making these small little incremental change can affect every feature in the service. And so that's why they have to apply such diligence when they make these changes.
Now, what they've proposed can't be easy. I mean, the idea of actually identifying individual users who have already been blocked and stopping them from creating new accounts, that's got to be quite tricky.
Well, it is very tricky technically. And what they're talking about doing is using some kind of machine-based learning models to identify, analyze, and flag tweets for human moderation. So what that means in layperson speak is they're using different technology signals to indicate when there may be abusive or trolling behavior, because a determined predator can do very basic things like go to a different computer terminal or buy a different SIM card. And so it's very difficult to detect on the other end if somebody is very determined to troll and harass someone.
Now, where does a social media platform's duty of care kick in beyond personal responsibility, especially when, let's be honest, we're not paying for this service?
Well, no, I don't think any social network wants negative content like this on their platform, and Twitter would be amongst them. So they actually have to use a broad range of strategies, really. It's not just the technology tools and empowering people. And of course, they've got blocking tools, muting tools, reporting tools. They have to keep making those better. But it's also the policies, the education, the people behind the reports that are triaging these and responding to them accurately. So it's really a consolidated, holistic approach that needs to be taken.
So you'd give Twitter a bit of a thumbs up for this move, by the sounds of it.
I do. And, you know, of course, Dick Costolo, the former CEO, just came out and made the admonition that, you know, he wished he would have done more. And I thought that was very fair, but very brave as well. You know, the priorities of the network have to come from the top. And so what I'm seeing here is Twitter is saying that they have a renewed sense of urgency to really fix this problem.
Look, we do live in this strange mirror universe where right now the President of the United States uses his Twitter account to harass individuals and organizations. What kind of a tone do you think that is setting for other Twitter users?
Well, certainly I would think our world leaders should be role models for others. Of course, we all know that the new U.S. president is using Twitter as a diplomacy and a policy tool, because he doesn't have to go through the popular media to get his message across. He can get his message across directly to the audience, and there's no questioning what he's saying there. I don't think it was designed to be a foreign policy tool in this regard, or a policy tool, but, you know, I guess that's how he's choosing to use it.
And Julie, just finally, with Twitter making this move, with Facebook saying that they're willing to start cracking down on fake news accounts, getting high-profile kind of coverage on the service, do you think that social media is finally taking a large look at its responsibility and making some genuine changes? Do you think it's going to enhance the future of social media for its users?
Well, I think we can only hope. With platforms like this, of course, they were developed with good intentions in mind. And what happens is that different people learn how to game the system or misuse the platform. Mm. So it is a bit of an arms race. The social media platforms need to stay ahead of this bad behavior and continue to make the service better for all users.
That's quite an investment from these social media platforms, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it needs to be. It is their responsibility to keep their users safe.
All right, Julie, thank you very much for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.
That was Australia's eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, talking about some of the changes that Twitter have made and, of course, social media as a larger kind of organisation to help enhance the safety and just the palatability of what's going on those networks, because let's be honest, it hasn't been very pleasant for a while. Very curious to see if that can make some genuine changes there.